ask Israel and Julie if they can now come forward. We have the privilege, you guys come on up. We have the privilege of having Israel and Julie Zalazar with us this morning. And this is special, one, because they're really wonderful missionaries, and we're really glad to be partners with them. If you read their updates and their newsletters, it sounds like the Lord is really blessing your ministry in Argentina, and it's incredible to read about. But also, you have the privilege that a number of us have had recently who have been on mission trips, where you hear someone preach and then hear the translator. And so that's what's going to happen this morning. Israel is going to be preaching in Spanish, and Julie is going to be translating for us this morning. So, do you have a microphone?
I don't.
Okay. I have one down there for you. Let me get it.
Would you rather have any of that?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Es un privilegio para mí estar en esta mañana con ustedes, especialmente compartiendo la palabra de Dios.
It's a privilege for me to be here to share the word of God with you.
Y bueno, como ustedes ya saben, sé hablar algo de inglés.
You guys know that I can speak English.
Pero
but
me siento más cómodo.
It's harder to preach in another language, and I feel more comfortable.
Hablar en mi propia lengua.
Because I feel like I can speak in my own language, I can express myself better.
Ustedes imaginan,
you can imagine,
cuando ustedes hablan, usan su propio lenguaje, su forma de expresarse.
You have your own language and your own way of expressing yourself.
No usan las palabras de la Biblia para cuando
but
hablan.
You guys don't use, you don't speak the same way that they speak in the Bible.
Es
talking.
Es distinto.
It's different.
Entonces, cuesta un poquito más.
So that's why I have
para
a
mí.
Hard time, so forgive me.
Espero que me entiendan.
I hope you can understand.
Y en esta mañana quería hablar
this morning I wanted to speak
acerca de las miradas, distintas miradas del Señor Jesucristo.
Of the different people that Jesus saw. I think the title for the sermon is The Compassionate Sight of Our Lord.
Y muchas veces pensamos que nadie nos ve, que el Señor no ve.
And sometimes we can go through situations in our life where we say, nobody knows what I'm going through. Nobody sees me and the Lord does not see this.
Entonces,
or it seems that way.
Por eso vamos a ver justamente que el Señor ve donde nadie ve.
And today I want to talk about how the Lord sees in the places and the people that no one else is looking at.
Quisiera que me acompañen a Juan.
And
al libro
I'd like
de
to
Juan.
Invite you to come to the book of John.
Capítulo 5.
And we're going to be in John chapter 5.
Del 1 al 9.
From 1 to 9. And I'm going to read it. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by 5 covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked.
Y yo creo que este pasaje nos da una clara imagen.
I think this passage describes well what was going on.
Fíjate que dice que en el versículo 3 había una multitud de enfermos.
And in verse 3 it says that there was a great number of disabled people or sick people.
Yo no los conozco a ustedes.
I don't know all of you here.
Yo no sé en la condición en la que has venido.
And I don't know in what condition you came to church this morning.
O quizás en el en el pasado.
Or I don't know what the things that have happened to you in the past.
Pero todos en nuestra vida hemos venido de distintas maneras.
But all of us have come here to the church with different things going on, different situations.
Y el Señor nos ve.
And the Lord sees each and every one of us.
Fíjate que acá, en especialmente este hombre, estaba hace 38 años.
This man, he had been in his situation for 38 years.
Y seguía ahí, en el estanque.
And he was still there by the pool.
Yo creo que algo de fe todavía quedaba en este hombre.
And I think that man still had, even though he had been there for so long, I think he still had faith.
Porque vos pensás.
So, because otherwise you think.
Hace cuántos años que estoy acá, o sea, y estoy queriendo sanarme.
You know, imagine him thinking, I have been here for so many years and I have wanted to be healed.
Y no pasa nada.
But nothing's happening.
Yo creo que ninguno de nosotros esperaría tantos años.
I don't think any of us, at least speaking for myself, I don't think any of us would stay there for so long.
Quizás un mes, dos meses.
Maybe a month, maybe 2 months.
Y yo no sé, en la condición en la que has venido a los pies del Señor.
And I don't know in what condition you were in when you came to the Lord.
Y a medida que vamos a ir viendo otras miradas, después vamos a seguir desarrollando un poquito más.
I'm going to talk about this more in a minute, but we're going to look at some other things too.
Fíjate en Lucas 19.
In Luke chapter 19.
De Lucas.
In Luke.
Del 1 al 5, si puedes.
1 leer. Through 5 is the story of Zacchaeus. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him. And since Jesus was coming that way, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.
No tengo nada en contra de las personas bajas.
I have nothing against short people.
Pero ustedes pueden ver una persona rica, famosa.
But you see somebody who was very wealthy, maybe he was well known.
Pero quizás también despreciada por la gente, ¿no?
But also maybe rejected by the people because of being a tax collector.
Ahora, él estaba entusiasmado, sabía quién iba a pasar, que era Jesús.
He was enthusiastic because he knew that Jesus was coming and he wanted to see him.
Y nadie se hacía a un lado. Nadie le decía venir.
Nobody stepped aside knowing that he was short. Nobody stepped aside and said, hey, you know, come up front here, you know, get a better view. Everybody just kind of stood in front of him.
Entonces, a él se le ocurre una brillante idea.
And so he had a wonderful, brilliant idea.
Se sube a un árbol.
He climbs up a tree.
Ahora, fíjate. And, cuando el Señor llega,
but when the Lord arrives,
mira hacia arriba,
he looks up instantly, immediately. It's like he knew he was there.
¿Y cómo lo llama? ¿Por qué? Por su nombre.
And he calls him by his name.
Nunca se habían visto.
He had never seen him before.
No se conocían.
He was not somebody who was known to Zacchaeus.
Entonces,
so,
¿qué podemos decir de lo que el Señor ve?
So what can we say about the things that the Lord saw, the people that he looked at?
El Señor nos conoce.
The Lord knows us.
El Señor puede llamarte por tu nombre.
And the Lord knows your name and can call you by name.
Podemos quizás ser desapercibidos.
Maybe nobody else really pays us any attention to us.
Desconocidos, desestimados.
Maybe no one knows us. Maybe nobody likes us.
Pero el Señor,
but the Lord calls us and knows us by name.
Quizás muchas personas no nos conocen, no nos ven, pero el Señor sí nos ve.
Maybe nobody else looks at us, maybe nobody else sees us, but the Lord does.
Después hay otra historia.
There's another story.
En Marcos 6.
In Mark chapter 6.
45 al 52.
Okay. Verses 45 through 52. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. Later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on the land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately, he spoke to them and said, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened.
Fíjate, otra escena.
Another scene here.
Ellos iban cruzando.
The disciples are crossing the lake.
Y el Señor los ve que estaban fatigados, estaban
and Jesus
remando
sees
contra
them,
el viento.
And he sees them rowing against the wind and in the storm.
¿Y qué pasa? Él los vio.
And he saw them.
Y él quiso ir a ellos, ¿no?
And he came to them.
Ahora imagínate aquellos, si alguna vez estuviste en un bote.
If you've ever been out in a boat.
Yo sé que ahora la mayoría todos son a motor.
I know that now most of the boats have motors.
Pero si te toca remar.
But if you have to row.
Y tenés viento en contra.
And there's even just a little bit of wind against you.
Es difícil.
It's hard.
Y muchas veces luchamos en nuestra vida con situaciones como esta.
And you know, kind of applying that to our life, sometimes in our life we kind of feel like we're kind of rowing against the wind. We're going against hard situations.
Estamos cansados, estamos tratando de luchar en nuestras propias fuerzas.
To just make it with our own strength.
Y el Señor nos ve.
And the Lord sees us.
Ahora, bueno, justamente en esta ocasión ellos lo vieron caminar por el agua.
In this occasion, he was walking on the water.
Imagínense si ustedes ven a alguien.
And if you saw that,
caminar sobre el agua y a altas
walking
horas.
On the water late at night.
Yo creo que varios nos asustaríamos, ¿no?
I think some of us might get a little bit scared.
Entonces, pero inmediatamente el Señor les habla.
But immediately the Lord speaks to them.
¿Qué les dijo?
And what does he say?
Tengan ánimo.
He says, "Don't be afraid."
Yo soy.
It's
no,
me.
No teman.
Don't be afraid.
Y entonces
I translated something wrong.
Y el Señor quiere subirse a nuestro bote.
And the Lord came and he got in the boat with them, and it's like the Lord wants to kind of, you know, he wants to come and be in our boat and in our life. He wants to be involved in what we are where we are.
Y el viento calmó, ellos pudieron llegar.
And you know the rest of the story. As soon as Jesus got in the boat, he spoke to the wind, and the boat became calm. The storm became calm, and they were able to get to their destination.
Ahora, fíjate, era bastante difícil, duro de ellos procesar, porque hacía poco que habían tenido la alimentación de los 4,000, y todavía ellos tenían un corazón endurecido.
And the last verse said that they had just come from the feeding where with the loaves and the fish, and it said that their hearts were still hardened, so it was hard for them to understand. It was a lot to take in.
Entonces, vemos que el Señor les dice.
And so we see that the Lord says to them,
tengan ánimo.
Take courage.
Él quiere subirse a nuestra barca. Él quiere estar en nuestra vida.
He wants to be in our lives and say the same things to us.
Pero muchas veces nosotros seguimos con el corazón endurecido.
But sometimes our hearts are hardened.
Vimos un milagro.
And when we see things, we see miracles, we see things that he does.
Pero en la próxima situación.
But in the next situation that comes along.
Dudamos.
We doubt again.
Otra situación.
Another situation, another passage.
Otra mirada.
Another one of the things.
En Juan.
The things that the Lord saw.
1 al 15.
In John chapter 11, 1 through 15. 1 al 15?
Mm-hmm.
1 through 15. Chapter 11, 1 through 15. ¿Sí?
Juan 11. La muerte de Lázaro.
Oh, I'm in Luke. Sorry. 11, creo. The death of Lazarus. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and his sister Mary. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet from her hair, with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was for 2 more days. And then he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." "But Rabbi," they said, "a short while ago the Jews there tried to stone you, and yet you were going back?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in the daytime will not stumble, for they see by this world's light. It is when a person walks at night that they stumble, for they have no light." After he said this, he went on to tell them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going there to wake him up." His disciples replied, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better." Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him."
Fíjate qué hermosa escena, porque le dijeron, le mandaron a decir al Señor que al que él amaba estaba enfermo.
So in this scene, they send a message saying, "Lord, the one you love is sick."
Y él se quedó un par de días más,
and
a propósito.
On purpose, he stays a few more days.
Y muchas veces quizás en nuestras vidas podemos decir, "Señor, nos está pasando esto."
And sometimes in our life we say, "Lord, this is, I'm going through this. This is happening in my life."
Y no vemos respuesta.
And it seems like the Lord is not doing anything.
Y nosotros pensamos,
and
pero,
so we think,
¿qué hago ahora? ¿Qué?
Well, then what am I supposed to do now?
Y fíjate lo que el Señor les habla a los
but
discípulos que estaban con él.
But when Jesus was speaking to his disciples,
que dice que no era para muerte.
He said, "This is not for death."
Esta enfermedad no es para
he
muerte.
Said, he, "This is not to death. This
sino,
sickness."
Sino para qué?
But so that.
Para que la gloria de Dios, para que el Hijo de Dios sea glorificado
so that
por medio de
God
Dios.
And the Son of God would be glorified through this.
Entonces, muchas veces creo que cuando nosotros vemos que le pasa algo a alguien.
And so sometimes I think when we see that somebody is going through something.
¿Qué es lo primero que se nos viene a la cabeza?
Sometimes the Quizás first thing that might come to some people's mind is,
esta persona está en pecado.
Oh, what did they do? You know, the Lord's punishing them for, you know, something that they must have done wrong.
Y sin embargo, el Señor quiere utilizar lo que nos suceda en nuestras vidas para que el Hijo de Dios sea glorificado.
But yet we don't see that so many times, so much that we go through, God is using that situation to bring himself glory.
El Señor ve lo que otros no pueden ver.
The Lord sees things that no one else can see.
Él ve la incredulidad de la gente por falta de fe.
And he also sees unbelief when we are not, when we don't have enough faith.
Y volviendo al primer pasaje que leí.
So now going back to the very first story that we read in the pool of Bethesda in John chapter 5.
Fíjate, la historia del paralítico 38 años.
It's the story of the man that had been sick there for 38 years.
Lázaro.
The story of Lazarus.
4 días.
4 days.
Los discípulos fue un instante, un par de horas.
And what happened with the disciples was just, you know, just a few hours.
Yo no sé por lo que está pasando.
And I don't know what everyone is going through today.
O quizás alguien en tu familia, no
or
sé.
Maybe not you, maybe there's somebody you know or somebody in your family.
Puede ser quizás años.
Maybe you've been going through something that has been going on for years.
Días.
Something that's just been recent for a few days.
O pueden ser por horas.
Or maybe it's something hard that you're just going through today, just for a few hours.
Pero el Señor ve
but the
nuestra
Lord
situación.
Sees your situation.
Y fíjate que me gusta la pregunta que le hace al paralítico.
And I like in this story the question that he asks the man.
Le dice, ¿quieres ser sano?
He says, do you want to get well?
¿Y cuál fue la respuesta de él?
And what how did the man respond to him?
Le empezó a explicar el proceso
He started explaining to Jesus the process that he needed to go through to in order to be able to get well.
¿Ahora ustedes piensan que fue una respuesta correcta?
Do you think that that was the correct answer that he gave Jesus?
No sé cómo está traducido.
He says, I don't know how.
No sé cómo está traducido. En español no, porque él le da una excusa. O sea,
he says, I don't know what it's like in English, but here the man says, sir, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. He says, I don't know what it's like well in English, but in Spanish, it kind of sounds like the man is just giving a whole bunch of excuses.
Y muchas veces el Señor nos pregunta.
And so many times the Lord asks us,
¿quieres ser sano?
Do you want to be healed? Do you want me to help you? Do you want me to change a situation?
Y empezamos a dar un montón de argumentos.
But yet we start giving a whole bunch of explanations. Yeah, well, but.
Es como que si tuviéramos la maestría de excusas.
It's like we're experts in giving explanations and excuses.
Y no venimos y nos rendimos ante Dios y decirle sí.
And when all what
yo
we
quiero.
Really need to do is just submit ourselves to God and say, yes, I need help.
Entonces, si nosotros vemos que por ahí quizás para las personas no somos nadie.
And so, you know, looking back what I was saying, how the Lord sees us. Maybe to other people, we don't feel like we're anybody to other people.
Vemos que el Señor ve.
But we see that the Lord sees.
Con compasión.
He looks on us with compassion.
Pero no solo ve.
But he doesn't just look at
no solo conoce,
us. And he not only knows us.
Sino que suple
but
la necesidad.
He also supplies our needs.
Porque fíjate, ese hombre paralítico estuvo 38 años.
You know, this man was sick for 38
pero
years.
Pero habían un montón de otros.
But
personas.
There were a whole bunch of other people there that also needed help.
Y el Señor cuando entró y vino
but
fue hacia
Lord,
él directamente.
But when the Lord entered, he went directly to him.
Y así estamos muchos de nosotros, venimos cargados con muchas cosas.
And so many times we come with a whole bunch of burdens and problems.
Y el Señor nos quiere preguntar.
And the Lord wants to ask us.
¿Quieres ser sano?
Do you want to be healed? Do you want help? Do you want to change your situation?
¿Cuál va a ser nuestra respuesta?
And what is our answer going to be?
Y sinceramente me gustaría terminar con el pasaje de Santiago 2.
I would love to just end this morning in the book of James. James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. Thinking about the Lord's compassion that he had for others, verses 14 starts out and says, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds, can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead."
Y el Señor mira.
The Lord sees us.
Como decía, en ese lugar habían muchos enfermos.
In that place there were so many people with different issues.
Alguien podría haber dicho, le ayudo. Y lo metemos en el agua
somebody
para que se sane.
Somebody could have said to that man that was there for so many years, I'll help you, I'll get you down into the water.
Pero muchas veces procuramos nuestro propio bien primero y después.
But so many times we are all wrapped up in our own issues and we just worry about ourselves.
Como dice acá, dice, o sea, yo quiero seguir los pasos del maestro.
But I want to, and it should be the desire of all of us, to follow in the steps of our Savior.
Que dice que el que tiene fe y no tiene obras.
Just here, like it says in this verse, it says, in the same way, faith... It says, if someone claims to have faith and has no deeds, can his faith save him?
Y yo digo, cuando una persona viene a los pies de Cristo...
When someone comes to Christ and really knows Christ...
Y desea ser sano, desea progresar, desea
and
crecer...
And wants to change and wants to... progress and grow.
Su fe,
their faith,
debe mostrar obras.
Is always going to be able to be seen
por eso
by,
digo
by
que,
the things that they
por
do.
Eso digo que quiero ser como el maestro.
And that's why I say I want to be like Jesus.
Porque no, el Señor solo los vio en
because
estas situaciones,
Jesus
distintas
not
situaciones.
Only saw people in these different situations.
Porque el Señor se podría haber acercado y decir, bueno, déjame que ore por vos y.
Because Jesus could have come and said, well, I'll pray for you. Like so many times we say to other people.
Y eso es lo que el Señor quiere que nosotros podamos realmente representar.
But Jesus went the next step and he helped others, and that's what Jesus wants us to do as well.
Él nos dio el ejemplo principal.
He gave us the example.
De mirar.
To see people.
De compadecerse.
To have compassion on people.
Y de suplir la necesidad.
And to also when we are able to try to meet the needs of people.
El Señor quiere suplir tu necesidad.
And the Lord wants to meet our needs as well.
Pero tienes que responder a la pregunta.
But we have to answer
si realmente
that question just like he asked
sano.
That man. Do you want the Lord to help you? Do you want to change? Do you want to see, to have the Lord's help?
Y espero que podamos tomar sabias respuestas. Para con nuestro Señor.
And I hope that we will allow the Lord and we will be wise and allow the Lord to work in our lives
que
when
podamos,
he sees us in our situations that
que
we're
podamos
in.
Seguir su ejemplo.
And that we also, in turn, we can follow his example.
Esta iglesia ha sido de mucha bendición para nuestro ministerio.
This church has been a big blessing to us in our ministry.
Y es eso lo que el Señor quiere ver.
And this is
seguir
what
viendo.
And this is what the Lord wants to continue to see.
El Señor te está preguntando hoy en día, ¿quieres ser sano?
He wants and he asks that question of every single one of us. Do you want to be healed? Do you want to grow? Do you want to see changes?
Terminamos con una palabra de oración.
Let us end in prayer.
Padre nuestro que estás en los cielos.
Dear Heavenly Father.
Gracias te damos por esta oportunidad de poder estar desafiados a través de tu palabra.
Thank you, help us. Thank you that we can be challenged through your word today.
Ayúdanos a poder responder a esta pregunta sabiamente.
Please help us to respond correctly to this question of are we going to allow you to be involved and to change things in our lives?
Señor, nos diste el ejemplo.
Lord, you gave us the example.
Ahora permítenos ser como tú.
Of compassion, help us be more like you.
Dejamos tu palabra y cada uno de nuestras vidas en tus manos.
We place ourselves in your hands.
En el nombre del Señor Jesús. Amén.
In the name of Jesus, amen.